Arts Plus, a novel, well, a series rather, that connects the Holocaust and Australia by tracing the life of a child survivor named Felix. The boy survives the chaos and tragedy of the Second World War and ends up here, through the imagination of Australian writer Morris Gleitzman, who writes for children. Gleitzman has just published the sixth book in this series on the life of Felix. It's called Maybe. Sarah Lestrange has read them all, so here she is to take up the story.
Morris, this series is about Felix and his experiences growing up during the Second World War. He's Jewish and he's from Poland. Just briefly, catch us up on Felix's life so far.
We first meet him as a 10-year-old Polish Jewish boy in an orphanage up in the mountains, where his parents, who saw what was likely to be coming for the Jewish community of Europe a few years before it actually started to happen, had placed him there. And across the five books before this latest one, Felix goes from a 10-year-old in 1942 to a 14-year-old just after the war. And his story is, of course, one of survival. For me, crucially, it was one of friendship. I started out this whole project, in fact, more interested in writing and exploring friendship than war. Although when I realized that to place a friendship between two young people in the most unfriendly possible circumstances would allow me to explore aspects of friendship in a slightly different way.
And in fact, you call this series a family of books. So it's about friendship and the friendships that take the place of family.
Well, that's right, yes. I also use that term for the books because I've tried as much as possible, although the books follow the chronology of Felix's young life, I've tried as much as possible to make them freestanding and able to be read in any order, because that's how it is for young readers sometimes. They don't always get to choose which books are available to them in libraries, etc., at which time. But it is mostly because, yes, although Felix lives through the most unfriendly and difficult circumstances, like every young person, family in its various forms is at the absolute centre of his hopes, and his optimism that a better future is just still a possibility is one of those personal resources I was able to give him, I think, with some credibility, because most young people start out optimistic, even if their life circumstances dent that somewhat.
And your other book now is about Felix as an old man in Australia. And so we know he comes to Australia, and that's where Maybe takes us. It's the war is over, and in Maybe, Felix is heading to Australia.
That's right. And there was a time when I had no idea that I would be exploring this specific part of Felix's life, because, as you just mentioned, book three in the order in which I wrote them was one in which I took a 70-year leap into Felix's future. We meet him in this book as an 80-year-old man, and in the present day, I wanted to allow readers to look back over his life with him, even as he had an experience in a huge bushfire that forced him to reconfront some of those more painful aspects of his childhood. And I thought that third book would be it. I thought it was going to be a trilogy, but a couple of years later...
And here you are, six books later, and I think there's another one in the works, isn't there?
There is, yes, yes. I've decided that every story must have an ending, and although the thought of no longer writing Felix pains me, I've decided that seven seems to be an appropriate number for a trilogy these days in the literary world. So, yes, I'm going to write one more book.
Seven is the new three.
That's right.
And you'd think that with Felix coming to Australia as a refugee that maybe there wouldn't be as much action, because your books are full of action, but you do manage to include a parachute jump out of a crashing plane, and there's a boys' home in there. How important is it to keep that action going for your young readers? These are primary age readers these books are aimed at.
Yes, although many secondary age readers are reading them as well, yeah. I think the physical action of a story is very important, because it's not just young people, but I think we all like to have the story unfold in a visual way in our imaginations, no matter how many levels of sort of other literary content there is. And certainly my young readers for a couple of generations now have grown up in a highly visual world. And while I'm not trying to sort of write movies on the page, because there are dimensions I think books have to offer in the intimate connection between readers and the thoughts and feelings of characters, still, I think the whole thing hangs best off a series of very concrete and either exciting or funny visual sequences.
The story really clips along. It's always full of action, which does make it enjoyable to read for young people and older people like me. But it's interesting why Felix ends up in Australia. It's not the usual route. He's not coming on a boat. He's coming in a plane. What's he going to be used for? What is the Australian government is bringing him here?
Well, Sarah, this is time for me to make a small confession, because my original thought was that he would simply come on one of the many boats post-World War II, European migrants and refugees. But I wanted him to come in 1946 because I wanted him to be 14. And really, the boats didn't really start until 48. And I didn't want him to be 16 because of what this story is about and this crucial point in his life. So I had to find a way that was possible, even if not, let's say, probable, for Felix to come out. And so,
are you saying you made something up?
I built on some of the realities of the time. And one of them was that post-war in Australia, there were big drives to continue raising money. I can't remember if they're actually called war bonds, but money was being raised from the Australian population to help retrospectively pay for some of our war effort. And there was also, understandably, as in every country that's been to war, there were some psychological issues. A lot of Australian families had lost loved ones. And because it wasn't such a media-drenched world as we live in today, the images from anywhere and everywhere weren't as instantly available. There was a desire by the Australian authorities to let the Australian public know a little more about why our men and women had been over there and why so many had lost their lives. And so I built on that and came up with the idea that the a branch of the Australian government charged with this job of building national morale and acceptance of loss, they might choose a single surviving child, perhaps a Jewish child, as that people had suffered so grievously, bring him to Australia so that he becomes the living embodiment as a survivor of the reason behind those losses and all the efforts that our armed forces had made in their contribution to that war. That is not something that, and this is my confession, I wasn't able to find that was ever specifically done, but it seemed to me to be something that they may well have thought of if they'd had the idea.
Well, you are a novelist. You're allowed to. I'll let you have that one. Now, Morris, we're talking about the adventure that's in this book, but there are some really hard things to read in this book. The confessions of Felix's friend Celeste really broke me, and I had to walk away from the book for a little while because I couldn't quite go there. And I realise that I haven't read any of your funny books. I mean, you have a new book out of short stories called Snot Chocolate, and there's your classic Bum Face. What's the connection between your serious and more silly books?
Well, all my stories are about problems that are very important to the main characters who are experiencing them. But with some books, the problems are also part of a larger social, geopolitical context that everybody, whether they were a part of it or not, would accept are and were very, very important. So in those books, the serious dimensions of the story are on the surface, if you like, and the humour that is always there is buried more deeply, because as I mentioned before, it was so important to me with Felix through all these books that I didn't want to give him superpowers, but I wanted him to have some really sustaining qualities, and optimism is one of them. And optimism in the face of pretty unrelenting, bleak and dismaying circumstances can often, for ways I can't actually fully articulate, make us smile. Lots of my other books, though, the problems in the minds and feelings of the main characters are still huge, even though, and this is part of the problem sometimes, adult onlookers may not agree that they are, that they should be quite so big. Mm. And so in these stories, the surface tends to be comedic, the problem-solving or surviving strategies that, that the young characters embark on have a degree of comic exaggeration. The shortcomings of them and some of the other characters are slightly exaggerated and are you know, sent up in a fond sort of way to provide another dimension of humour. But to me, the books aren't as radically different as they might appear at first glance.
Thank you so much for talking with me today, Maurice.
Thanks, Sarah.
Sarah Lestrange with the writer Maurice Gleitzman. The latest in his Felix series is called Maybe, and it's published by Penguin.